I love it. I love it. That's a very you're right. You are
Yeah,
right.
because it happens. I've heard of stories where that's happened. Like,
See, the thing is, so we're talking about burning trash. See, the thing
yeah.
is, when you do it, you gotta leave a trail of gasoline going from the fire pit to about 6 or 10 feet away from you, so you have a nice trail to go of fuel and flame to go to the fire and burn it up.
No, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, be careful with it.
Yeah, but it's at the end of the day, if you throw your trash out, we still, I'm recycling over here, but if you throw your trash out, it's either just gonna go to the landfill or the ocean. So, no matter what, it's fucking shit up, man. We can't win.
I think if everyone burned their trash, it'd probably be worse than everyone putting their trash in a landfill. I don't know, maybe.
Facts. But by the way, people, we got my good friend Robbie Rhodes in the building. Well, not in the building, because
Not in the
I'm not doing too many in-person
Yeah, we're doing
podcasts these
that
days.
socially distant podcast.
Yeah, man, it is what it is, dude. I was thinking before the start, you were the first person I knew who did a podcast.
That's right. I did one for a little bit. Only it was only a few episodes, but I remember I had you on it. Yeah.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh my
Yeah,
God.
yeah. Yeah, you were on it.
When I was just freestyling, when like
Hey,
I was a
you're
rec
like talking about DJing and stuff.
Oh, I was talking about DJing?
Yeah.
Oh
I think
shit.
that was the period when I had you on. Like in the midst of Soko the DJ. And
Yes.
I remember I had you on. Yeah, that podcast was good. It lasted maybe like less than 10 episodes, and I was kind of just way too busy. Like I was working, like two jobs at school and senior year classes. So yeah, it didn't really last very long.
Yeah, well, dude, it honestly is hard to keep a podcast
Some work.
going
Yeah, it's
for
some
real.
work.
Yeah, man, like I said, I was taking a nap earlier.
Yeah.
I had myself a busy day doing farm boy shit, and I was like, God dang, the only way to keep this thing going is some Mountain Dew, brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, are you sponsored by them? Is that a paid sponsorship right there?
No, but I'm just informing you what I'm drinking on today, and I got the Britney Spears t-shirt. Yo, how you feel about that? You hear about this Britney Spears conspiracy?
I heard a little bit. Like people think she's being sex trafficked or something. Like, yeah, I don't know. I think
I
that's
haven't heard that one. I haven't heard that
well,
one.
I believe like it is fact that she's under like a conservatorship or something, and like she doesn't really have like control over her life choices or her brand or anything. I mean,
Yeah.
I think that's not even a conspiracy. I think that's some of that is true.
I'll pull up her Instagram, because a lot of people are like really like
Yeah,
suspect. Oh my.
I think there is definitely like some concerning things going on with her. But then I think there's like some theories that are a little bit too out there, and I don't think are true, like that she's being sex trafficked.
No, I
I
don't
haven't looked
think.
too far into it. I definitely think like she's like under some contract where she's like deemed mentally unable to handle her own life choices. So I think like her managers and her father, maybe, or father-in-law or something, are in charge of her. Oh yeah, her Instagram's kind of weird.
Yeah, Dancing to Beyonce Part 2. So just imagine there's some Beyonce music. Shout out Britney though. So
She's definitely.
the thing is, like, they're like, if like people in the comments would be like, if you need help, like wear like a certain color, and then
Oh
like.
no, I saw that it's yellow. And then she's like been posting like, this is my favorite yellow shirt. Yellow is my favorite color.
But also, it's just like it could be like feeding into like the mental illness. She's like, fuck it.
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh yeah, here it is.
Yellow is my favorite color.
Yo, Vanessa Hudgens comments, if this is a secret message, show us a rose and let us know it's your favorite flower. All right. All right. Do we have any? Yeah. Do we have any flower videos?
No, just, I don't see any roses.
Just some beach stuff. So, all right. So let's see what comments we got on the most recent. It's a clip of a message for the fat Jew. Yeah. Well. Okay. Yeah. We need to know what she. What?
I think it's, she's just showing that she owns a peasant midriff top for every day of the
week. Yeah.
She needed a video to prove that. I mean, it's not funny.
It's not.
It's very sad. You know, I admire her as a performer, as a singer.
Bro, you're definitely a much more empathetic person than I am, for sure. I remember one time when you and I worked together at the help desk. I was like, hey man, check out this video. Like, want to watch this video with me? Is explaining why Bear Margera is so fucked up these days. And you were like, yeah man, like his best friend died. Yeah, no wonder why he's so fucked up, bro.
Yeah, all those guys are messed up. Did you see today, like, Steve-O taped himself to a billboard in Hollywood?
to promote, like, his new comedy special.
That's pretty funny. I didn't really read too far into it, but I just saw a picture of Steve-O, like, taped up on a billboard. I was like, of course, he's back at it.
It looks like he got permission that time.
Yeah. But I know Steve-O's a lot better than he used to be.
Yeah, he's sober. Dude, he has a podcast. I'm a fan of his podcast. Subscribe. It's a Wild Ride with Steve-O. It's good.
Yeah.
It's good, man. First episode, he had Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk's the man.
I watched the Bones Brigade documentary. You ever seen that?
Okay. No, I haven't. But I've seen their old movies.
Yeah. So
there's an old movie. It's like The Search for... I forget the guy's name. Master. Are you on Google right now?
Yeah, we can pull up like anything, man.
It's like, it was a really good movie that starred like Tony Hawk and Christian Hosoi, these old like 80s skaters. And they were like searching for this missing karate master, and they're like riding skateboards. And like in between the, there was a plot going on where they're searching for this missing karate master. And then they would like break to a skateboarding section. They'd all be like doing cool tricks, like.
Oh shit! I found it. The Search for Animal Chin.
Yeah, The Search for Animal Chin. Yeah, that movie's awesome. If anyone like, it's a good like late night. Maybe if you're like smoking some weed, check it out. Search for Animal Chin. It's a fun movie.
Dude, the whole movie's on YouTube.
Yeah, it's pretty short. Tony Hawk was like a teenager when they made it, and it's like really cool watching Tony Hawk when he was young.
Yeah, Tony Hawk as a youngin is so, dude. Just the fashion. I'm about to pull it up. Like,
yeah,
I love seeing how like people dress and like how this was like cool.
Like, really cool guys. Oh yeah, Powell Peralta. Yeah, that was Stacy Peralta.
Oh, he's opening a fortune cookie? Have you seen it? Oh my gosh, this is a skateboard movie?
Yeah, no. It's a skateboard movie.
There was a man, no, this is real. There was a man named Wonton.
Animal Chin.
Bro, they were trying to cancel this
movie.
He's
the first skater ever. Yeah.
We just opened the vault. They're going to try and cancel Tony Hawk now. Oh, dude, look at them shredding on this.
Yeah, dude.
Yo.
1987.
How grainy that.
These guys were legends. These guys are legends.
Yeah. Well, yeah. 1987, you and I are still talking about this to this day. And we weren't even alive when this was happening.
They revolutionized skateboarding, these guys.
They're like, all right, we got to go do the thing, but let's shred.
And they revolutionized fashion, too. I think, you know, it's understated. How much? Yes. Wait, go back to that clip. Was that a Misfits shirt?
Yeah, I was about to pull that up. I was gonna say people.
Look at that fashion, dude.
People still dress them like
that's
that.
That's Christian Hasori right there wearing that Misfits shirt.
Look at this blonde, that blonde kid's hair. That's Tony Hawk. Look at his hat.
So fresh. And that's Christian Hasori with the Misfits shirt on. He's one of
the guy with the missing tooth.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, these guys are all legends, man.
Oh, man. You know, all right.
Want to know a funny story? My uncle once sat next to Tony Hawk on a plane.
Wow.
And he didn't even know who Tony Hawk was. Until, like, Tony Hawk had to, like, explain to him. They were talking, and he was like, yeah, like, I'm a skateboarder. Like, I've got a video game and stuff. And my uncle's old, you know. He's, like, almost 60. He had no idea back then. Like, this is a long time ago.
That's so funny.
My cousin now still has a signed Birdhouse Tony Hawk deck. It's pretty cool.
Gnarly.
Yeah.
Dude, they're remastering the first Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
I saw some of that footage. It looks really cool.
I cannot wait for to get that shit. But
you know I really can't wait for is Skate 4. That's coming out too.
But so. I don't know, man. I was not a skate guy. Like the stick. I like the button. I like the buttons, dude. I could not get air.
Tony Hawk games are fun, but Skate is like the best. I still play the skate games.
I liked watching people play Skate. I was just trash at it.
I'm a master. I am so good at that game. You know, it's funny, actually. What I found out recently is Tony Hawk's son is a Boston-based music producer.
Oh, word?
He went to Berklee School of Music, and now he like makes electronic music under the name Goopy. It's like G-U-P-I. Yeah.
G-U-P-I. All and right, man.
Like got a hit with this kid, Frax. Fraxium is the this other kid's name. He's a singer. And Goopy and Fraxium, like.
Oh, the. Yeah.
I met Fraxium randomly. Like once after I saw Charlie XCX last year, because my friend who I was with, Mark Oliveira, he had seen Fraxium.
Dude, it looks like the movie we were just watching.
Yeah, so the kid in the black, that's the kid in the black is Tony Hawk's son, not the kid with the pink hair. That's Fraxium. Oh, okay. That's the kid I met.
All right, well, I'll have to check it out. Can't listen to the music right now.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, Plymouth Rock, dude.
Yeah, they're in Massachusetts. It's pretty cool. It's Tony Hawk's son. He's doing
over 200K views. That came out right before the quarantine. February 18th.
Yeah, those guys are gonna blow up. Fraxium and Goopy.
Yeah, Dog Show Records.
Yeah, I think that's a new label. Yeah, I've never really heard of them.
Dog Show Records, check us out. We'll check y'all out. I'll give y'all a sub. Boom. We subbed right there.
I don't know where they're based, but Goopy and Fraxium, they're pretty cool. You know, I never met Goopy. I met Fraxium briefly, and he's pretty nice. Or they're pretty nice. I don't know their pronouns or whatever.
I did. Word, yeah. That's fucking funny. I don't know anyone's pronouns. Dude, my pronoun is a bronoun. Let's go. Let's get it popping, bro. Boom Boom Show episode 22. Robbie Rhodes in the motherfucking building. Let's go. Oh.
What happened? Stop playing?
Yeah, man. I always got to make sure the vibes are right before we get the theme song going. You feel me?
Yeah.
We can't just jump right into that shit. Bro, no, fuck.
I appreciate it.
Yo, deadass, man. You were, like, the first person, like, I, like, ever, like, recorded with. Like.
Yeah, dude. I still have some of those songs.
Oh, my gosh.
in like 2013, 2014.
That's hilarious, bro.
I'm pretty sure I still have all of them somewhere on a hard drive.
Yeah, that'll be an interesting find. Bro, you're the first person I recorded with. You're the first person I DJ'd with. I remember when you showed me how to cue.
I showed you how to beat match and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's wild, man. You created a monster.
No, your father created a monster.
Yeah. You just fed it, man.
Yeah.
I was like what's the gremlin before it's a gremlin called?
I don't know, Gizmo? What is he, a Mogwai or something?
Yeah, a Mogwai. Yeah, man. Freshman year, I came in, I was a Mogwai. No, I was it's literally the opposite. Freshman year of college, I was a gremlin, and now I'm a Mogwai, bro.
Yeah. Well, it's funny, you, had the long hair first when you came into school, and then you cut it, and you had short hair for a few years, and now you got the long hair again.
Yeah, dude. Dude, yeah. I remember when I cut my hair. I came back. I had short hair and glasses.
Yeah.
So you were like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Yeah, you cut it after freshman year, I think.
Yeah, man. Dude, I never had long hair my whole life. I thought I was gonna be in the military, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not going to the military, let me grow my hair out." And boom. Boom, bong, bang.
Man, yeah, bang.
We did that shit.
Rhode Island College.
Yeah, no. I have a group chat. It's me, Ras, Norm, John, Terrence, and Malcolm. And we was just talking today. Ras today, he was like, I miss those Rick days, on everything I love. I miss those Rick days, for sure, dog. Shit was mad simple, bro. Seeing what's going on in the world right now, I'm so glad we got to experience that before this shit, bro.
Yeah, the virus.
Yeah,
kids' college careers are being ruined.
Dude, they're opening back up.
Yeah, they are. Some are. Summer is just doing online classes.
I don't know what Rick is doing, but PC's opening up. My girl just graduated PC. They canceled graduation, but they start in school back up.
Yeah.
And dude, it's just so obviously even more scam now, because the online shit is the same as if you was just on campus.
Yeah, same similar prices or whatever. Most schools. Yeah.
My old roommate Josh, dude, he tweeted some shit that he's still he's taking online classes for his master's, but is still paying for all this on campus shit.
Right. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, man. I'm just dog, if I don't know about you, but if I was in school, anything before my senior year, I would have dropped out. Maybe even if it was my senior year, I would have dropped out. I would have been fuck this shit.
If you were still in right now?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah.
I mean,
depends, I guess. Maybe I would transfer to a different school.
Yeah.
Your choice, transfer to a community college or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd probably be fuck this. This is all a lie. The economy's crashing. Yeah. The world is ending. Bro, it's just what I'm seeing, dude, I'm just laughing at shit. Just kind of seeing all the goofy shit on how our country's just falling apart. Cause it really is united we stand, divided we fall. We are divided as fuck right now, man. It's spooky. It's spooky, yeah. Dog. I never thought ever in my life I would see the United States get cut off from the rest of the world. Like not You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, I can't believe this shit. This shit is so goofy. I remember I was in a philosophy class senior year. It was called The Idea of God. But, like, I don't know. He was just, like, kind of teaching us, like, just the ideological setup and things. Kind of like a setup punchline type deal, you know? Okay. Everyone shared theirs, and mine was, because this was 2016 when I was in this class, and I said, I was like, if Trump is elected president, it is imminent doom for the United States of America. And I remember, like, dead ass, I'd say, like, beginning at, like, end of 2019, beginning of 2020, I was like, hey, man, I guess my theory didn't prove to go the way it is, man.
No, you're pretty accurate, man. And unfortunately, we're right now, like, at the point for November where things are kind of bad right now, but, like, I can't quite say what's going to happen after November. Like, the left is going to freak out or the right is going to freak out. Like, it's
going to be both is going to freak out, man. It's just in terms of how, you know, a happy freak out or a mad freak out. Dog, I heard that the postmaster or whatever, that's going to be in charge of the mail-in votings, endorsed Trump or something.
He's trying to, like, dissolve the USPS right now. But that's pretty messed up that people in charge of the mail are endorsing Trump.
Yeah, it's like they're just going to look at all them. All right, so this is anything that's not for old Trumpy boy, going to...
You know, you talk about this stuff like America falling apart, and, like, I think about this a lot, and, you know, I think about, like, the idea of the United States and, like, the history of the United States, and it's like the United States is a relatively new concept, you know, mm-hmm. like 400 years. This has only been a thing for about 400 years. Oh, yeah, less than
200 without the British, 215, right, right. 217, something like that.
We always consider, like, 1620 to be, like, the start.
The average person lives to be 95 these days. Like, that's fucking, like, 3-4, like, generations.
And it's like, we can't pretend like the shit wasn't built on the land of the indigenous by enslaved people, and pretend like that was those things were never going to come back to bite the United States in the ass. You know what I mean? It's like,
oh, dude, it's biting. It's biting.
Yeah, it's biting because it's a thing that, like, you can never, like, exactly get around the fact that this is how the United
killed an entire society and gave them reservations that don't have clean water, man.
Yeah.
Some of these Navajo reservations don't have clean water, don't have electricity.
No, it's terrible. Yeah, it's terrible.
The original Americans, man,
it was built by slave labor, and then even afterwards, like,
they couldn't vote until the year my parents were born. Yeah, bro, that shit's crazy.
Even if they could vote before that, they were, like, often, like, intimidated out of voting and stuff like that would happen. Like, Confederate statues were often placed at voting places in order to, like, scare blacks away from voting and stuff like that. It's like, you know, it's hard to avoid all this history and pretend like America's a perfect place that's, like, gonna thrive forever.
Yeah, and either, like, there's that, and it's also like, all right, yeah, you know, just, like, you know, gotta acknowledge this shit and not feed into the lies that we were given. Dead ass, it probably wasn't until, like, I was, like, 19 or 20 when I was just like, oh, war is fucking dumb, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's just like we're brought up. It's like, all right, we always have an enemy. America is always, like, there's always an enemy and shit, man. And, like, yeah, they recently signed some shit like we're pretty much like never gonna leave Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, war used to be something that was necessary in certain cases, I think. Like, you know, when it came to like feeding the British or fighting the Nazis or, you know, back then, like, but after World War II, it's like, America just started feeling like
they became the communists, bro, on some real shit. They be doing some communist ass shit.
Who is?
America.
I mean,
in terms of the fear of like communism to just like fight against like third world countries that are going to be like influenced by communism, so they can't team up with like the first world countries that are communists. Like that's a theme I've seen, like with the, you know, with Vietnam, with the stuff in the 80s in Central America and South America.
I think the whole point of all that was to prevent communism from coming to America, because there's people with a lot of money who don't want it to be redistributed to the poor of the country.
So no, definitely.
That's the goal of communism, is for everyone to be on an equal plane. Everyone receives the same goods. The people own the means of production, the tools to work.
I don't know about communists. I guess like somewhat like fascist thing to do, to just like fully just like intrude on shit. Like we have no business. Like who the fuck invited these guys, man? The fucking bullies, bro.
Yeah, communism kind of is fascism. That's kind of why it's been avoided here, because it often goal is not fascist in its ideology, but it's like
it ends up being that. Yeah,
many cases it's communism has turned into fascism, or that's just what we've been told.
true, man. Who knows, man? We might experience it one day. I hope not. I'll tell you what. One thing that's spooky about this country is we have more armed citizens than we do have soldiers in the military.
Hey, that's... You're scared of that?
No. Oh. I'm just like... It's just like one of those things. It's just like, yo, like, if they really try... Like, some shit went down. Like they really can't do, like, federal martial law because, like, they'd be like, fuck, bro. Shit.
I think that was the point, to have a well-armed militia of the people in order to overthrow the government if it ever became super fascist. But now the people with most of the guns are kind of on the side of our quote-unquote fascist leader. So
yeah.
I don't really know ground to stand against them.
Yeah, man, dude, it's just wacky. It's just like, just that stuff. It's just the stuff you read about in history books. You're like, oh my god, holy shit, bro. Like I'm desensitized to fucking seeing riots on TV, man. This is sad. Like before this, what was sad about that? I was desensitized to like hearing about a fucking school shooting, bro. Like there was like mad fucked up shit like happening before.
Yeah, I guess all this. One good thing about COVID is there's been no school shootings ever since
it started. Yeah, there hasn't been a school shooting since March. Was there a school shooting in March? Now I'm thinking, because it was like mid March.
Yeah, it was like first day I started quarantine shit was like March 13th.
Mm.
I thought it was going to be like 2 weeks.
I was like, yo, man, it's it. We got 2 weeks and be out this bitch.
Yeah, I was like, you know, 2 weeks, whatever. Yeah, it'll pass, you know. Stay home for 2 weeks. Virus will dissipate, you know, whatever. And didn't happen.
Yeah. It's going to be wacky, too, because, like, with the – once, like, there's, like, a trustworthy vaccine – like I don't know what's going to be good with that. Like, if you'll be allowed to, like, do certain things, like, without a vaccine or not.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not going to get a vaccine. That's just me. I'm not opposed to it coming out, and, like, people who are, like, at risk or around with living with people at risk to get vaccines, like, that's cool. I'm personally not going to get one because I'm just, like, I don't really get vaccines in general. I haven't seen a doctor in like 3 or 4 years. I've been totally fine. I don't get sick. I don't get vaccinated. That's just me. It's just how I choose to live.
Yeah.
But I'm not opposed to other people getting one. So if people want to get vaccinated, they can go ahead. But
aren't you like required to get like a tetanus shot like every 7 years? Some shit like that.
If you're required, you probably should.
I know something like that. Yeah, man, I'm a vaccine queen, bro. Like, the first time, like, I didn't get a flu shot, like, I got the flu, like, looking bad, and I was like, all right, man, I gotta get pricked. I'm about to get pricked and sticked. Yeah.
But I've heard stories of people who get the flu shot and then they get the flu, and it's like, what?
Yeah. Like, dude, because it's a virus. You can only do so much to stop a virus. Well, it's also like, if you didn't get the flu shot, would that flu have been, like, worse? Because, like, you had, like,
I don't know,
some of the virus shit in it.
Hey, man. Last time I saw a doctor was, like, at the end of college. And I had this doctor that I'd see once a year my whole life. And he'd be like, oh, you good, you drink, you smoke, blah, 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 you're being healthy, yeah, whatever, blah, blah,
sniff
blah.
Your ass.
And then came the end of college, and he was like, all right, now that you're out of college, I can't see you anymore.
Oh,
you
really?
To the doctor, because, yeah, he was like a child pediatrician. Yeah. And after he said, I can't be your pediatrician anymore, I never even got another doctor. And so I haven't been since, like, 2017.
I haven't gone to the doctor since last year. I do my once a year thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I just haven't gone to the doctor during this shit because I'm like, bro, I ain't trying to, I just don't want to go.
You don't want to be in a doctor's office right now.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm chilling. It really, it's like on some like early 1900 shit when people like didn't want to go to the hospital because like that meant you were about to die.
Yeah. I haven't got the flu since I was, like, probably, like, 12 or something. And I haven't been sick with a cold or something. And I don't know how long. It's probably been, like, a few years.
See, kids, this is what happens when you eat ass. Eat ass, you won't get sick, man.
I think as a society, maybe we... I'm not anti-vax or anything, but saying maybe if we... learn to take care of ourselves.
Oh, for sure. Really well. Yeah, dude. Yeah, one thing that the fucking CDC ain't saying is fucking eat your vegetables, you nasty fucks.
Yeah, right. If we as a society didn't like push such a like work all the time, stay up late, get up early, get to work, eat this junk food, you know, advertise this junk food.
But yeah. That's
eat your cookies, eat your ice cream.
That's the biggest flaw. Capitalism. One of the biggest flaws about capitalism.
People wouldn't get as sick all the time if we just preached and lived healthier lifestyles.
Well, yeah, because the quality of life that is ideal is just an abundance of money, and you know, to have an abundance of money, you have to, you know, cut short on things.
Yeah.
And like work hard and like, yeah, I was hoping like during when the quarantine started, I still am, that I hope that this helps like change like America's core values on like what it means to be free.
Yeah, I agree, man. When this quarantine started, like it made me think like, okay, I should get in better shape. Like if I'm gonna like have this free time now, work from home, and you know, there's a chance that I could get like this really deadly virus, like I should probably start taking really good care of myself.
Yeah, you're a smoker, and, like, you know,
I'm not a smoker anymore. I don't smoke.
Oh, words. This quarantine made me start smoking cigarettes. I haven't smoked a cigarette in like 2 weeks, but
I haven't been a cigarette smoker in a few years.
The boy was stressing.
Yeah, no, I hardly even smoke that much weed anymore. I'm like, I still like use cannabis. But anyways, quarantine, this whole virus made me think like you should take care of yourself. So if you get sick, it'll be okay. That was just my mentality about it. I know other people were probably like, quarantine, pizza, beer, tacos, Chinese.
Bro, I've been seeing mad people going on vacation, and I'm like, geez.
And that's yeah.
Why are you going to Florida right now? Why'd you go on a plane to California? Right now.
I don't want to. I mean, I kind of do. I have family in California. I want to go visit them, but right now is maybe not the time.
Yeah, I'm not doing a trip like that. Like, I'm going to New Hampshire next 2 weeks.
That's good. Yeah, I've been doing trips like that. I've been going to Vermont.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, man, we got shit here. Like, I ain't trying to go to a packed-ass beach, bro. Like, my girl lives in a tourist town in Maine. And, like, we went to the beach, but, like, we was, like, mad far, like, from, like, where, like, all, like, the people was and shit. When crisis hits, like, and seeing how a lot of people, like, can't be disciplined, it's not surprising to me.
Sure.
But
I mean, like, even if you're at a beach and there's people there, like, you know, 6 feet is... 6 feet is 6 feet. Like, you can have people 6 feet away from you, and like, still it can be kind of packed. And also, like, you're outside, and like, I've, you know, read things about how COVID spreading in the outdoors is like not that much of a thing. It's mostly spread in like indoor settings.
Well, yeah, no, it's not just the beach. Like I said, it's like bro, like packing up the restaurants and shit. Like a lot of restaurant owners, bro, in these areas, they're not getting checked by the fucking health inspector that often. So like, the shit's like over capacity, bro.
Yeah, that's just dumb. I'm not trying to go eat inside anywhere. Hell no.
Yeah, man.
I'm smarter than that. I might be a little stupid, but I'm not stupid enough to go drink at a bar right now or go eat inside a bar right now.
Yo, that a couple of podcasts ago, I was drinking a Mai Tai that I got to go from the Chinese joint the time over. Bro.
That.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shit's just been wild, man. I'm just doing my best to be silly and be goofy, bro. I want to... I did eat inside. I'm not gonna front. I took a clip. I went with my pops. You know, it just is what it is, man. But I'll show you this. All right. My bad.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a free country. I guess you can do what you want.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. But no, it was a good time. Dumbass. Just let me show you what was going on at the pub, at the fucking...
What you want to eat?
Guys.
Okay.
This one's for me. This one's for you. And then we can open up all the fries. Okay, let's eat some burger, not just fries, okay? Oh. I've been going to Five Guys for like almost 30 years. My sister... You must be hungry.
Hey, I'm your Korean.
Yeah, man. Me and my pops went to Five Guys. It was good.
Guys, so
bro,
good.
Bro, what you think about that lane of TikTok? I'm sure you're not on TikTok, right?
No, I don't have one.
I fucking love it. I love TikTok. But anyway, there's this lane in TikTok. These dudes will do like, it's like point of view, like the guy, like he's like your dad. Or like, or someone's like your brother, or something. It's creepy.
It's kind of weird.
Like, it's creepy. Like, there's
like, what's, is it supposed to be funny, or people actually want like to picture people as their dad?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I think this guy, like, he thinks like it's funny. Like he noticed like that trend on TikTok of like people just like pretending like to be like people's parents, and this guy's like, okay, I'm your Korean dad.
Yeah, that's weird, man. Like, it kind of reminds me of like there's a huge like family porn fetish that's out there, and like,
oh, it's ruining.
So weird, man.
It's especially like, in a time where porn is so dependent, and that I think it's up, especially because people are trapped with their fucking families.
Yeah, shit's disgusting. Like, I don't know. Like, it's like, at first, like, back in the day, it'd be like, oh, stepmom, this, blah, 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 blah. But now it'll be, like, straight up, like, your mom. And it'll just be like, whoa, this doesn't say
stepmom. Yeah, your mom. Yeah, you'll be like, all right, I'll, like, you know, I guess I can put up with it. And just, like, the dialogue, it's like, oh, yeah, this is so much better than your father.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't get it. I think we need to move towards a pornless society, actually, lately. I've been, like,
yeah.
I don't know if you've been following, like, the, like, end pornography movement that's been going on.
No, I haven't heard about it.
It's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Like,
I get my new moves from?
You'll have to think of it in your head.
Dude, I get so inspired. I would imagine if there was an end music. I couldn't be inspired, but continue.
Maybe like the porn industry can change to be like more like DIY centered, you know, like, because apparently like human trafficking in porn is actually a big thing. And like, you might not know it, but like you definitely have watched, if you've watched porn for years, you've definitely seen videos of girls who are probably being sex trafficked. Like,
shit.
We don't think about it, but like, it's behind the scenes what's going on. Like, behind a lot of porn, there's like seedy shit that's going on. You know, the guys who like act as managers for the girls, like stuff like that. Like, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff that goes on behind the scenes. And Pornhub has been facing a lot of criticism lately for providing a platform for human trafficking to like, gain some profit. And so there's a big movement that's trying to like get people to stop going to Pornhub. I don't think it's working.
No, it's not. I was on there this morning.
Yeah, but it's just food for thought for people, I guess.
Yeah, I like
that. That like there could be a lot of porn that's like actually like girls being like sex trafficked.
I'm trying to watch that tonight.
Oh God, man.
You know I'm fucking around, bro. We here for the jokes.
Yeah. I think it's good that like people are
I didn't know that, bro. That's really fucked up. Like, I'm like, dude, if that's what we gotta do to really like curb this human trafficking shit, we gotta fucking stop this shit for a while.
I'm saying, like,
if we say, hey man, there's still plenty of freaks on OnlyFans. You know, support the creator right there.
You're putting the money right into the creator's hands, yeah. Hey, but I don't think I would ever like actually pay to like see someone's OnlyFans.
If they stop porn forever, I'd be like, bro. All
right, maybe
I'm trying to see some different titties.
Yeah, maybe in that case. But I think it's just it's food for thought for people to think about. But
yeah.
I don't think Pornhub's going anywhere anytime soon. It's like, it's probably one of the most popular websites in the world.
Yeah. Probably Google, then Pornhub. And the number one Google thing Google is Pornhub, probably.
It's crazy. If you like, think about our generation and like how easily exposed to like smut we've been. Like, thanks to the internet.
I'm not even thinking about our generation. I'm thinking the generation before us. The younger generation. Because we had, like, you know, from when we were born all the way to like age like 13, 12, 13, like, there was no social media, really.
Right.
Like, excluding, like, AIM and shit, mm-hmm. you know. So, like, we understood that, like, this is not natural. Like, this isn't a real thing, but it just grew and grew and grew, and, like, it became real. I remember, like roasting kids in my high school that were, like, internet famous. Like, just, like, kids that were, like, some kids that were just, like, really socially awkward, but, like, had, like, a few thousand followers on, like, Instagram. Like, at the time, like, that was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big deal to have over 100 followers on Instagram back then.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, roasting them. I'm, like, but, yeah, man, I don't know what they're up to now. But.
Probably they make, I don't know. Can you make money on Instagram still? I heard it's like got harder for people to like actually profit off Instagram and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's always been like through sponsors, like outside sponsors, or like you have a product that your followers buy. So it's never Instagram. Like Instagram's never really like paid too many people, like too many influencers. It's mm-hmm. always been like the Instagram's like, we made you bitches. TikTok pays the influencers and shit.
But TikTok's getting banned now, right?
I don't know, man. We'll see. Trump's doing some mob shit. That's some mob shit. He's like, nah, if you want your business to be here, my Uncle Joey's got to fucking be the head boss.
Isn't it owned by the Chinese government or something?
I don't know. I
haven't been following it too closely. That's what I heard.
I don't know, doggy. So what I'll tell you is that it's definitely owned by the Chinese government because commerce and the government are intertwined in that country. As far as I know, as far as the information that they let out of there. Yeah.
And we're pretty much like we're at like war with China right now. Like,
oh yeah, it's a cold war. Open,
but we've got a cold war going on.
It's a cold war for sure.
Like fucking.
It's been going on for a long time, too.
So here's a good question: do you believe that COVID came from some wet market in Wuhan, China?
No, I don't.
There's some weird stuff. I try not to like dive too deep into conspiracy
theories. I love them. I love them, bro.
They go too far sometimes. I think people need to be careful about what they choose to believe from the internet. But
oh yeah, I don't really like. It's not really like I believe. It's just like this is what I really think it is. It's just like ooh, like who shot JFK? Ooh,
like the University of Texas Galveston. Is that it? Or I believe that's the name of the school. College in America, Galveston, Texas, was funding research in a lab in Wuhan.
Yeah.
Regarding the SARS virus that broke out from China.
Yeah, because this COVID is a type of SARS. Like I had my buddy on the podcast talking about that. They literally
were studying bats. And trying to study the SARS virus that broke out in China earlier in the 2000s, like in this fucking lab in Wuhan. And I think in 2018, diplomats from the US visited this lab in Wuhan and they sent a memo back to the US complaining and stating that there were unsafe practices in this lab in Wuhan. They really sent a concerning memo back to the US about lack of safety regarding the SARS they were studying in this lab in freaking Wuhan, China. Like, and this isn't even like, I'm just stating
facts. It's a movie, dude. This is a fucking movie. I'm just stating
facts. This isn't even conspiracy level. So, like, this is all documented.
The US, unknowingly fund. Well, yeah, they did knowingly fund like the research for that virus. But one thing,
it so happened to be in the same city that this research was happening regarding SARS virus, similar to what we're dealing with now, and fucking bats, that the virus broke out. Same city.
Yeah, I heard...
I don't know, man.
I heard a theory that the... they were experimenting on the bats, and, one dude was just like, yo, man, I'm going to take one of these bats home and eat it.
That could be it.
Kind of like the AIDS monkey.
Or it was, a lack of safety. That's what the email... Or that's what they said in 2018, is that they weren't being safe enough in this lab in Wuhan. There was concern about their lack of safety, protecting the workers at this lab from the freaking SARS viruses in bats that they were studying. There was serious concern that the workers there were not properly protected from it. And then, what do you know? In Wuhan, that's where the virus broke out. And yeah. I'm supposed to believe that it came from some guy who ate bat soup in a freaking market?
Yeah, people have been eating bats for fucking thousands upon thousands of years, and now this shit happening? Fuck out of here.
The info comes from China. That's who's been the source of the information for how this shit started. It's we can't know.
Bro, and this shit didn't... What we get
comes from fucking China. Our information is filtered through their government.
This shit they own the media. Get popping on the mainstream media to late February, they were talking about this COVID shit. But I remember hearing it, hearing about it in November, bro. Yeah. Just from Twitter.
It could have been in the States long before we thought it was.
Dude, I remember me and my girl went to Boston in early March, and we saw freaking COVID shit, people. A few people in Boston tested positive for COVID.
Oh, yeah. Well, there were a few cases, and then there was this Biogen conference at this hotel along the seaport or whatever. And that's where a big breakout in Boston happened. And then from there, it was just
you heard about Smash Mouth?
Yeah, they threw a concert. They were like, fuck that COVID shit. Yeah.
Yo, bro, did you see the video of Trump on the train in New York City?
No, I didn't.
Let me show you this shit, bro. I found this shit, bro. This man's on a fucking train. Dude, I fuck with this girl, bro. Or yeah. That person.
That's interesting. Did that just happen?
Yeah, dude. Breaking news. Trump was just on a New York City train. Wow. Dude, people come here for the breaking news stories that I got, man. You know?
Yeah.
And a peek into my life.
He's truly a man of the people, that Trump. You know, he's just out there riding the train during COVID. He's just like one of us.
Yeah, dude. Yes, sir. What was the last show that you did? The last live performance.
My last live performance. Well, I've done two stream shows. I did one, I think, 2 weeks ago. It was for this Boston-based techno dance event series called Cake Factory, and that was pretty fun. And then I performed a fundraiser stream. I was part of a fundraiser stream festival for the National Bail Fund for protesters who were being arrested by the Trump regime. But before that one was last month, and before that it was 3 months of nothing, May.
Yeah, April, do you remember March. Your last live?
I literally performed people. A week or two before the quarantine started, I performed at the Dorchester Art Project in Boston.
Yeah.
And that show was super fun. And
for a lot of people, you're a mad fun like live performer, dog.
Yeah, for a lot of people who were there, like that was their last show. Like I talked to people who were there and they were like, "Yeah, dude, like that was the last event I went to. Like that was my last concert. It was seeing you at the Dorchester Art Project." I'm like, "Wow." It kind of makes me feel special that I was like the last concert people went to before like everything went to shit and we had to stay inside, not go to concerts.
Shit.
But I'm glad I did it because like that was fun and it was like right at the beginning of the break.
Word.
Yeah. But I do miss it. I miss performing and I miss going to shows too.
So much, bro.
Yeah.
So like so fucking much. Like I'm doing what I can like to fill the void. Like I dead ass like. I started like recording music again. I took a break for a while. I just wasn't inspired, bro. Dead ass.
Yeah.
You know, because
I haven't recorded that much in the past few months.
Yeah, because like the, like I'm still really new to like releasing music. It's only been 2 years. Like 2.5 years or something, and like it started like with pain, and then like I turned like my music was just about like, you know, having fun and shit and like, you know, being in love and all that, and like I'm still having fun and being in love, but like just like seeing like what like my fellow Americans are going through. It pains me. So like I'm on some shit trying to really have some more enlightening stuff. Kinda. Yeah,
it's kinda weird. It's weird times writing music right now. I haven't been that inspired lately, but I mean I just finished a big project.
The one on Bandcamp?
Yeah, All American Superstar. I just finished that, and then I put out another one, too, right after that. That was, like, kind of recorded around the same time that I was doing All American Superstar. It was called Angel X, and that was a CD-only release that was a fundraiser. But those were all – those both those albums were recorded, like, mainly last year, and then I was just using the beginning of quarantine to, like, finish them, basically. I haven't really been writing as much lately. Because it's like, I don't know, it's just weird.
it's weird. Yeah, something will come of this.
Yeah, like, sure. I think when winter comes, I'll be more inspired. I've been like doing a lot of activity lately, like being like fit. Like I've been playing basketball.
Yeah? Been shooting threes?
Yeah, I've been playing basketball. I got a bike. I've been riding my bike. I've been doing yoga. I've been like swimming. I've been fucking like hiking.
Swimming?
Like,
where you swimming like in the river? Where you swimming at, bro?
There's like near me. There's like a reservoir that I'm technically not supposed to swim in, but I go swim there.
Yeah,
like,
it's radioactive.
No, it's drinking water. That's why.
Oh, yeah, you're washing your ass in there, bro. Why are you washing your ass in the people's water?
I mean, it's filtered, you know. It goes through a water treatment plant. Like there's birds and fucking fish that swim in there. So why can't I swim in there? You know.
Yeah.
The beach. I've been to the beach a few times. Go swim in the water.
You've been healthy.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, as I was saying earlier, you know, I'm trying to be healthy in case I get COVID. I'll be able to, like, you know, beat it and be strong.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I haven't had junk food in a schmin, even like before the COVID shit. Like, I've just been like eating, like, I'll just like eat some fucking granola when I wake up.
I eat granola every morning.
Eat some granola and peanut butter, some milk.
I eat granola with yogurt and blueberries.
Ooh.
Yeah. Every morning. Or I have cereal. I buy like a Special K.
Oh, you got that Special K, bro?
Yeah, Special K is pretty good, man. Honey Bunches of Oats, pretty good too.
Yo, Honey Bunches of Oats is fire. But this morning, I had Captain Crunch with.
I mean, that's junk food.
With Come peanut on. Butter. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with some junk food here and there, you know, as long as you balance it out with some good food.
Yeah.
You just can't live off of it.
Nah, very true. I don't know what week it was in the quarantine, but me and my girl had a shroom bagel for breakfast, and that was probably the...
You had a what?
Shroom bagel.
You had a shroom bagel? Okay. Yeah.
And
so just like a bagel with mushrooms on it?
Yes. And that was one of the funnest, regrettable decisions, like... I ever had this whole quarantine.
Regrettable. Why is that?
Oh, I felt like shit, bro. Oh, dude.
Is it like trippy shrooms? Like
yes, like yes. That on an empty stomach.
Oh yeah. I mean those. Yeah, shrooms make you shit. They make you feel horrible.
Oh my gosh, I was out, bro. But I had a great time.
The way to do it, man, is you got to make shroom tea. You got to buy a reusable tea bag. They have them at grocery stores, whatever. They're like, you know, the little
silver. I got a reusable tea bag right here. Right fucking here.
Well, anyways, get a reusable tea bag, and then you just crumple up the shrooms, put it inside, and you also get a real tea bag. And then heat up the water, stick both the real tea bag and the shroom tea bag in at the same time.
How long do you let it brew for?
It's just like maybe a little longer than normal tea, but and then you just take it out, drink it. Doesn't even taste like the shrooms are in it at all. It just tastes like tea, and like it's like, you know, you feel it.
Yeah.
Feel good. Yeah.
Okay.
So, to all the listeners out there, if anyone hears this fucking shroom tea, do it. Don't eat your shrooms anymore. It's just 100% better doing shroom tea.
All right. If I can find any, bro. It's a drought out here.
Oh, I mean, if you really want some, I can...
Yeah, we'll talk after the show.
Maybe I can point you in a direction.
I don't know what you're talking about, Robbie.
Yeah, maybe a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend, something like that.
Oh, dude, have you been on any video games?
Video games. I don't really game that much. When I was living at my parents for a little bit during quarantine, and I would like play Skate 3.
Yeah.
Fucking boss at Skate. So that's why I'm excited for Skate 4. It's supposed to be coming out soon. But I should probably start gaming more. I don't know. That's a big thing.
I've just been like streaming just because I'm like. I'm a fucking play games regardless, so might as well fucking.
Yeah, I know that's like a big thing is people with it. Games, stuff like that.
Yeah, dude, I just had a flashback memory of one time when we worked at the help desk, and all right, so the listeners, the help desk was like the, I don't know, I guess it was what it sounded for like IT.
Yeah, it was like IT and audio visual help for classrooms and events.
Me and Robbie got hired to be AV guys, and they're like, all right, there's no more AV guys. You guys are on the phones, like, solving problems. And we're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? That was some bullshit.
Basically troubleshooting for tech problems.
Yeah, call center. Just, like, being – them, like, describing a problem to you over the phone. I'm like, what – I need to see what's going on here. What the fuck?
Yeah. I was okay at it, but a lot of the time I would just be like, Joe, help.
Dog, so one time I don't know what happened, but like it was not going well. Like this lady was being a bitch to you. And then like you hung up the phone, you were just like, ah, and I was like, all right, man, I'm gonna try and cheer Robbie up. I'm like, hey man, do you hear that they're rebooting the Powerpuff Girls? And you're like, who the fuck cares? Or some shit like that.
Were they actually rebooting the Powerpuff Girls?
They did, and it was trash.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
Yeah.
A lot of these reboots are trash. it's just, you know, nostalgia's become a big thing in the past.
It's too much over that, bro. I feel like once they did Transformers, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
All right. Like, they just went on a streak with that. I heard they're trying, but it's an idea of a relaunch of Seinfeld.
Oh, that's, no. Seinfeld is done. Ever since Michael Richards did what he did, then yeah. Seinfeld's over.
It's done. We can't have that shit anymore.
Kramer is done. I mean, you can't have Seinfeld without Kramer.
Dude, now I'm thinking, dude, like, I've talked about this before on here, but I'm like, I really can't believe, like, the last time, like, I was on a stage, like, was for comedy, and I bombed.
You did stand-up?
Yeah, I did stand-up 6 times before the quarantine. Huh. Yeah, I was getting a groove, man.
That's ballsy, man. Takes a lot of balls to do stand-up.
Yeah, I've only written a few jokes. Like, I wrote, like, a premise the other day, like, for the first time in a while and shit. Like, a lot of, like, comedians out here, like, at least, like, big-time comedians that I listen to, it's just hard. Like, it's just, like, don't feel right, and, you know? Mm-hmm. There's just something that's just, like, fuck. Like, I shout out to all the comedians that are, like, doing their thing, but like I'm like I can't do no fucking I'm not going to an open mic. Like, open mics are they're open right now because it's like the bar. I mean, they're not the bar, the restaurant. Like, it's a place they'll run it as like the restaurant. They'll have like the open mic night or whatever. Like, they'll sanitize a thing or whatever. But I ain't trying to do nothing inside.
Yeah, not right now, at least. Be careful about being a stand-up comedian, man. That's a dark path to go down.
Oh yeah, hey, well, dude, I have ADD. I can't do one thing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't do one thing. It's like, all right, bro, this week I'm gonna do some fucking stand-up. Like,
I don't know what it is. Stand-ups just like stand-up comedians always end up being crazy.
Like, I think they're already crazy beforehand, bro.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
It's not like the stand-up really piles down on it. Like, I see it for sure. It's shady. The music industry's shady. Like,
true. But I think it's changing. It's music industry now, it's like, we got the internet. That's like such a like new, like,
yeah, that
music that's like, you don't need like, internet can be such a good route for music. Like,
yeah, of course,
live, of course, will always be a thing. But I think the internet's become like a really good thing for music communities.
iTunes is going down, aren't they?
Yeah, but whatever. Who needs iTunes? We got Spotify, Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's like, obviously, like, you know, you just sold CDs. Like, I bought one.
Yeah,
those aren't going anywhere because people still want physical music. Like,
that's true. Yeah,
if it's like cool, they're a really big fan, like, vinyls, cassettes, like, people still want it.
I've been selling CDs all over the country. It's awesome. Like, I've had like people I've never even met that have like bought my CDs, and I'll like write letters to them and like ship them in the mail. It's like, I've sold CDs to like Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, New York, Rhode Island. I've sold one to Tennessee, Texas, yeah. Illinois, California, Oklahoma. I've been sending CDs like across the country. It's awesome. Like, knowing that like these CDs I'm making are like being shipped out to people like all over the place, you know, it's a cool feeling.
Hell yeah. Bro, the other day, like, I haven't like checked my Spotify like stats or like really been like pushing my music that hard lately.
Yeah.
And like last time I checked it was like 78 listeners, and I checked it the other day and it's like over 400, and I was like,
that's awesome.
I was like, what the fuck?
And someone's been plugging you somewhere. Yeah.
I was like someone's bumping my shit. But yeah, cool. Yeah, it's just like the music will always be there, man.
Yeah, it's true. As long as you make it, I guess there'll be someone to listen. As long as it's listenable.
Somebody gonna play it, even if it's just me.
Yeah, exactly. Even if your music reaches one person and makes them happy, then I think you've succeeded.
Amen, brother. I love that, bro. Yo, you still got CDs and stuff? Like, I think that's a good note to end it on, man. Let's.
Yeah, we've been talking for a while.
Yeah, bro. Dude, we really got in our fucking conspiracy bag. One theory I have lately is that, like, black holes, dude, they could be, like, a living creature.
Hmm. I don't know. There might be science.
Giant space monsters.
Maybe. I don't know. Stephen Hawking, but I tried to read one of his books once.
How'd he write it? I don't believe it.
But I did. I read some Stephen Hawking once, and I must have got maybe halfway through, and I was like, dude, I can't. This is way too much. Like,
dude, I tried to read the Dalai Lama's book. And it was good. I have ADD. I can do the audiobook. I can listen to that shit.
But don't try to read Stephen Hawking, man. That stuff.
No, dude. I'll read some Dr. Seuss. So goddamn, I ain't reading no J.K. Rowling, bro. I ain't reading that thick ass book. I ain't trying to carry that big ass book around.
That's an easy read.
Give me this many pages, bro.
That's an easy read.
Dude, Harry Potter's like that thick.
It's true. Depends on which one. I admit, I don't think I've read all of them. I think I read probably like half of them. Damn. And I just started watching the movies.
Bro, I had a literature class freshman year of college. And, like, one of the last books I read was called Mud. And
I think I read that.
That shit was fucked up. It was about this, like, just, like a girl that got abused who just, like, ended up killing someone.
Oh, wow. Maybe I didn't read that.
Oh, she killed her abuser.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like,
did she have a happy ending? Did she, like, get caught?
Nah.
No, that's good. At least it ended on a good note.
She was doing acid and stuff.
Whoa, sounds pretty lit.
Yeah. Dude, I think I'm having flashbacks right now after that bong hit, bro. I'm seeing the screams wave a little bit. It's fucking lit. Honestly, it started like that probably like 30 minutes ago. I was like, oh, this is some good shit, bro. Robbie's fucking going waving around.
I'm moving back and forth, man.
Bro. I guess we won't end it right now. I always do this at every podcast. I'm like, I guess we'll end it, and then I get more things, bro. The house party shows, those were so fun when you.
Oh yeah, the ones in Providence. Yeah,
when you would have house party shows.
Yeah, R.I.P. R.I.P. to that spot.
When you had the band, with the guy with the there was a guy with the banjo or something.
Oh yeah, you were there for that.
I came there at the end.
Yeah, that was a Christmas party. That band's called Hollow Turtle. Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Dre Bum.
The floor was going up and down during that when that band was there. Like everyone was jumping up and down in the living room where the band was, and the floor was literally like bouncing up and down. I thought it was about to collapse. Like I was seriously concerned that everyone was going to fall through the floor. Luckily, that didn't happen. So. I think you performed in our house twice.
Last summer, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we had one last summer. Yeah.
Yo. Oh my god. Yesterday. I hit up Dre. I'm like, yo, you're moving. I'm like, let's do a fucking party.
Yeah.
I'm like, you throwing a party, bro? Like,
that was like his end of living there party.
Yeah, I was like, yo, if you ain't gonna, I'm like, that place has good energy, man.
That I think that was like top three sets I've ever played was like that show.
That was a fun dude. The crowd was hype.
Yeah, me and Tom, my guitarist who was playing with me, like
we
were on point that show. Like we weren't fucking up or anything. Like we had.
Did you have the fucking thing with the hose on it? The keyboard with the hose, that one. The
vocoder.
Yeah.
I don't know if I played the vocoder at all that night. I know I did the other show there. I definitely played it the year before when we threw a show there. But yeah. I don't know if I played it that night. But I have been playing that lately during my stream. I've been playing that.
Sick,
dude. That thing's fun. So if anyone doesn't know what a vocoder is, actually I have it.
Oh, can you play it?
No, I'm not going to set it up, but... I have it right here. This is a vocoder microphone, and you hook it up to the keyboard.
I love that fucking thing.
Keyboard synthesizer, and it plugs in to the keyboard, and you can sing, and you play the keyboard as you sing into this mic, and it feeds into the keyboard and adjusts your vocals to the tones that you're playing on the keyboard. So. It's pretty cool. You can just, you sing into it and it's like, you know, it makes you sound cool. Like, Peter Frampton, you know, that guy.
I do. Yeah, bro. we're going to have to get back at it, bro. Like I think now that you and I like have like really like found like our sound and shit.
Like, yeah, no, we definitely can't stop.
Me, you, and Raz gotta reunite.
Oh shit!
Make another RSD. Yo, just the three of us together make a track, no matter what it's called. Call it Rap Smoke Drink.
Hell yeah, dude, that'd be dope. I remember that shit.
Oh my god, yo! I'm like, yo, we recorded like a few songs, bro.
Yeah, dude, I still have them.
I definitely hear those.
Yeah, I think they're on my hard drive. Or the old computer, maybe, I forget.
Yo, you know Raz is dropping a project this month?
Yeah, I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, dude, yo, he's
a long time coming. He should have been dropping shit years ago.
Right, dude, he sent me a track today. He sent me what he thinks is going to be the intro.
Very nice, nice.
Yo, like, it reminds me of some Earl Sweatshirt type shit, bro.
Sick. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I don't have anything on the horizon dropping because I just dropped like two albums, but
I'll have the links to both of them in the description. You already know.
Hell yeah.
And if you want to get that hard copy, you know, hit them up. I'll have your social media.
Yeah, below. People should listen to All American Superstar and also For Sale is my first album I dropped 2 years ago.
Classic.
Both of them are classics in their own right.
Yeah, definitely.
They were both made at different times in my life, but I think they both have stood the test of time, and there are some pretty timeless tracks on there.
Yeah, and this is the third DJ in a row I've had on the show. Right. It's just been three DJs in a row.
Oh, I'm not exactly a DJ anymore, but I am.
You know how to DJ.
Yeah,
once a DJ, always a DJ.
I'm DJing next month, actually, at like a secret party.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
It's only going to be like 20 people or so. Whatever.
Word. Do your thing, man.
In the outdoors, not inside. It's going to be outdoors. In a
month. Yo, you like my little fleshlight I've been playing with?
Is that what is that?
My fleshlight.
That looks like a shoe console thing or whatever they are.
it's my fleshlight.
How does it work?
I put my, see that little hole?
Are you going to demonstrate it right now?
Nah, dude, no. This is YouTube.
Yeah, this is G-rated. I can
show my fleshlight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's pretty fresh.
Yeah, yo. Yeah, man. On that note, I'm gonna go use this.
All right, bro. Have fun.
Yo, man.
Till next time,
Robbie Rhodes, in the. Boom Boom Show. Episode 22. I always be.
It's been great.
I love it. I love it when I'm lit at the end of the episode. That's so what it's all about.
If I had weed to smoke, I would have smoked with you, but maybe next time.
Oh, no worries. I should tell you crack open a beer.
Yeah, I don't have any beer either, man. What I've been doing is I have like
CBD. What you got, some kale juice or some shit? You got a shake? Where are you going?
I got these are like CBD gummies.
Do that? So, you feel anything? What are they? I haven't taken CBD.
It's just gummies. It's like, it makes you feel mad chill. Like, you just like, it's like weed, but not. It doesn't give you like the psychoactive part. It just like makes you feel like chilled out. Because I think that's kind of why I stopped smoking weed. It's because like the first month or two of quarantine, like I was just smoking every day and I would like freak out. Like, you know what I mean? Like the virus going on, fucking like.
Bro, when I do.
I was like, bro, I would get high and I'd be like, oh my God, like the fucking world's ending. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, dude.
I stop smoking like that because,
Dude, I'm just like, yo, I'm here for it. I'm fucking here for the fucking end of the fucking world.
No, see, it's not good. Like, I had.
It's not good, but I'm here. I'm here to do my thing.
It's like a ring. It's a blue raspberry ring.
All right, yeah, dog.
But CBD, it just like makes you feel good. I also have some of this. It's like a cannabis rub.
Yeah, rub some of that shit on, bro. Put that under your eyes.
We got a little bit left. It's like it's like a tiger balm kinda.
Tiger balm. Where'd you get that from, Joe Exotic?
Now this you actually have to get at a dispensary. But the CBD stuff you can buy it wherever.
Oh, so dog.
I'm gonna rub some of this on my back.
I found this video of me from the early 2000s.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I got one more clip to show you, bro.
Baby Sam.
Yeah. Just to show everyone. It was in health class, and like they were just asking us questions, and I just like told them how I felt about everything. All right. Let me restart this. You know what I'm saying?
That's not you.
No, that was me. I'll show you where I am.
And saw because the kid That's is me. Sitting right next to me. One of my friends had one too. And so, I don't know. I don't know. I was over at a party once. That's and there were girls at this party. And I started getting really hard on. So I went into the bathroom and I forgot to lock the door. And a girl walked in and she told everybody. I had one in science class once, but like no one's.
You know, we got boners.
I remember getting boners as a kid. I remember making jokes like, it's a mountain. I was like,
I just remember being like shit.
Your pants like that. I'm like, it's a mountain.
I remember being a kid and being like, yo, man, my teacher's looking pretty nice right now.
Yeah, I didn't know how all that worked until I was probably like 13. I used to think that jerking off was like I used to think that like instead of like going like this, I used to think you went like this.
Interesting.
Like back and forth. I would be like, you're like up and down like that. Like I'd be like, this is how you do it. Why is anything happening? This is, I don't know. You just do this for a while and then you stop.
Dude, I started like this. I would go.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like up and down like that. Instead of up and down like that, like I would go like this. Like, yeah, this is how it works, right?
Yeah, this is the IG clip, bro.
And then you get to a certain point when you get older and you realize it's not how it's done.
Bro, I got a good story. The first blowjob I ever got.
Oh God.
The girl's like little sister, like after I busted, like ran down, it was in the basement, like ran downstairs and was like, what are you doing? And like my schwango is still in her mouth and shit.
Oh no.
She didn't see it fucking how to like just like whip my fucking bango out of her mouth into my pants, zip all up. She has to freaking swallow my schnut. I think it was her first time, like, giving a beige.
How old were you?
14.
Yeah, that was about the age I was. I think I was 13. And
so you just learned how to masturbate, then you're like, yo, I need this shit sucked.
No, I knew nothing really about it. But, like, I had, like, a girlfriend, and she knew about
Young harlot.
And she was the one who, like, instigated it all. And I was kind of just like, oh, yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm just some stupid kid. Like, oh, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, do this. And then, like, sure. And then, like, it happened. And then, like, the kids at school found out. And it was, like, it was a big deal.
You were that guy?
Yeah, I was that guy. Everyone was talking about it.
Rotsky was that dude.
Yeah, I was that dude.
You were a role model.
Kids crack jokes and whatever, but they secretly wish they were me at the time.
They still do.
Yeah, so that was
an all-American superstar, man.
Yeah, it was 13, seventh grade.
It's been all downhill ever since.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I was corrupted at a young age. I did not hang out with good kids when I was in middle school. Not at all.
Oh, dude, the audio got fucked up last episode. Not last episode. I think it was 3 or 4 by this time. But I had Mark and Burnham on.
Nice.
And, like, for whatever reason, my mic was not picking up that well. But when I was 16, I had a girl come over to my house on the last day of school. And when I came, she, like got the cum in her hand and slapped me in the face with it.
Why?
Dude, she thought it was gonna be funny. And
revenge, like fuck you? Or she just thought it was funny.
She just thought it was funny. I was like, what the fuck? She's like, yo, like I've done it to a guy before. It wasn't a big deal. I was like, well yo. What?
That's kind of a big deal. I wouldn't be happy about that.
Yeah.
So what'd you do? Just smack her back?
Nah. So like she slapped me in the face with a handful of my jizz, and yo, she goes, "Come slap," and like
jizz, not some other guys.
Cause I just jizzed, and it was just us two, man.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I guess it's not that big of a deal, like. Girls take cum in their mouths and stuff. Like, that's like, is that like worse or like?
It was better? The first time I was hooking up with this person.
Yeah, it's not a good first impression, huh?
Yeah, no. Nah.
I don't know if I've ever had anything like that happen to me.
Bro, that's probably like the most, that is like the most like ridiculous. Like, nothing will ever like be as ridiculous as that, bro. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think I have any sex stories that top that one, man. That shit's pretty crazy. Bro,
so disappointing, man. Well, I just wanted to clarify things up to all the listeners out there.
Did you enjoy getting a cum slap to the face?
Nah, I enjoyed coming. I did not enjoy getting slapped with the cum, dude. Yeah, dude, I pushed her out my bed. I was like, yo, get out of here. Because, like, her friend was, like, dating my friend who lived down the street. And I just, like, went to go shower. Like, I get back in my room. She's still there. I'm like, yo, get out of here.
Yeah, did it, like, get everywhere, too? Like, it must have gotten all over the place and stuff, huh?
Probably, dude. Even if there wasn't a girl there, I was 16 years old. It was probably littered with cum.
Just a giant cum dumpster you were living in.
Yeah. Still am.
Damn, man. I hope you didn't keep seeing her after that happened.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, you seeing her after that?
Yeah, one more time, bro. Dude, and, oh my gosh.
Oh god.
Here's what tops it.
What?
So, that hooked up with her one more time, bro. The condom broke. Had to get plan B. First time I've had to do that.
Yeah, how much was it? Isn't it like $75 or something? It's kind of expensive, right?
I think at the time it was $50.
Oh, okay. That's still kind of pricey. I guess $50 or child support. Which one do you choose? Or abortion price? Abortion's got to be expensive, right?
Yeah, you know, it's we were both young and dumb.
Yeah, there's probably been times where I should have got plan B.
Yeah, but you didn't need to.
You know what? Nothing. I don't have any kids, so good.
Oh my god.
At least nothing I know of.
Yeah, I ain't got no kids, bro. I ain't trying
to. Oh no, crazy story. Here's a good story to end it off.
Yes.
So a few years ago, I got a call from my dad or my mom. I don't know who told me about this, but some lady like got in touch with my family because like my dad's aunt had done like DNA ancestry thing. And so this woman had been born and her mother sent her to live with her aunt and uncle when she was a baby. And she was raised by her aunt and uncle and she always thought that they were her parents. And she didn't find out that they weren't her parents until her dad, AKA her uncle, died. And then she found out that they weren't her real parents. And so
how old was she?
Like old, like in her 60s.
Oh.
It's like her dad died as an old man when she found out. Or maybe she was in her 50s or something. And so she went on a search to find out. I think she found out who her mom was. It was her actually who she thought was her aunt was her mom. And then she ended up finding out that my grandpa, Jim Rhodes, was her dad.
Yeah! He was sleeping around. He was a dirty dog.
In like the early 1950s, he had like a one night stand, like at Ohio State University. And he didn't even remember it really. Oh, no. And then apparently like he had a kid.
Is he alive?
He's still alive, yeah. And so this was like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, like he was like 87 or 88. And he like finds out that he's got another kid.
Wow.
And so this, and now she flew out and met him. I met her.
So yeah. So this is your aunt?
I have a new aunt. She's my dad's half sister. And she's a very nice lady. And yeah, it's just like weird because it's like out of things in life I was expecting, like I was not expecting another aunt, you know?
No.
Maybe like other cousins or like nephews or something. Like that's something you can expect to get. But imagine like just finding out you have another aunt like when you're like in your 20s. Or even like worse, like imagine finding out you've got a daughter when you're like
you're almost in dead.
Your 80s and you're at the end of your life. Yeah, man.
That's fucking wacky.
Yeah, so now I've got a new aunt and I guess it's chill. Like she wasn't coming around for money or anything. She was just like curious.
Who I'm actually like related to?
Yeah.
I get that.
So she found us and it's weird because like she has like same like characteristics, you know, as like my dad's side of the family, but it's also kind of different because they have a different mother, you know. But yeah, it's like you can totally tell that the relation is there and it's just like so weird.
Wacky.
Yeah.
All right, man. Yo, I gotta tell you something crazy that is not safe for the podcast just yet. It'll get there soon.
Oh, geez.
But yo, man, we wrapping this shit up, bro. I appreciate you taking the time to
yeah, bro, this is fun.
Chat it up with me.
Anytime.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you in person and vibing out and goofing and
yeah, man, just fucking, stay safe,
having some drinks and dancing.
Yeah,
I miss oh man, I miss fucking going out and dancing, bro.
Yeah,
I'm a dancing man. I'm a dancing machine.
Dancing queen.
Yes, only 17. All right, man. Yo, what a closing statement?
Just everyone, you know, stay safe, stay sane. Let's try to like hold ourselves together.